Marketing experts say there's no doubt vape manufacturers will find and exploit loopholes in new regulations. Disposable vapes will be banned by the end of this year as part of the coalition's crackdown on youth vaping. Academics RNZ has spoken to say the ban is taking too long and will be ineffective given market workarounds. Our reporter Annika Smith has more.
It's been a month since the government introduced new rules for vaping products. Illegal devices are still on the market, though, at a dairy just a stone's throw from the Beehive.
Thank you. I've bought a AirPops single-use vape, South Pole flavoured, and it's got 50 milligrams per millilitre of nicotine salt. The limit is about 20.
As well as flouting product laws, retailers are also selling vapes to underage people. 1 in 10 general retailers and 17% of specialist vape shops have been caught selling to under 18-year-olds. These numbers have led to a single prosecution, and the accused in that case has now fled the country. MPs from both National and Labor unhappy with how the law is working in practice at Select Committee earlier this month.
One prosecution, that is pretty dismal.
That's how we have such high rates of youth vaping, because breaking the law seems to be pretty normal.
A big part of the Coalition's plan to curb youth vaping is banning cheap disposable products by the end of the year. Otago University Professor of Public Health Janet Hook says vape manufacturers are already finding workarounds.
Reusable vaping products are already being sold at similar prices to the disposable vaping products. That to me is exploiting a loophole. It is inconsistent with the spirit of the regulation, which was to make these products less available, less affordable and less appealing to young people.
AUT Associate Professor of Marketing Summer Capitan says companies will work and rework their marketing to suit the regulations of the day.
This is the tobacco playbook being revisited. This is why many marketing and public policy people were so concerned to see some of these rules change and see some of this widespread availability.
The Vaping Industry Association says it's wrong to suggest the industry has worked around regulations. It says the rules are irrelevant, ineffective and too complicated to be enforced effectively. Association Chair Jonathan Devery says the government must work with the industry to create meticulously drafted legislation and regulation that reduces youth vaping but also safeguards smokers' access to products. Both academics RNZ spoke to see merit in capping the number of retailers, 6,000 and counting, to reduce the number of young people vaping. The minister responsible for vaping regulations, Casey Costello, doesn't agree.
I have great concerns with picking an arbitrary number and saying this is how many we're going to have, because anybody who deals with addiction knows that reducing supply does not reduce demand. We have to attack demand, and that's what I'm focused on.
Casey Costello says vape manufacturers have found immediate workarounds for some regulations, highlighting the need for a comprehensive review and enforcement regime. The ban on disposables comes into force at the end of this year, and it's likely to be after this that compliance can really be measured.
That's our political reporter, Annika Smith.